Greetings, this is Hans Peterson, ELCA pastor serving at River of Hope Lutheran here in Hutch. This week's radio devotion centers on a passage in Luke chapter 4. We could call it Jesus' inaugural address since it's at the beginning of his ministry. He's on his home turf and he reads from Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me," and he goes on to name what he is anointed for or called to do, to bring good news to the poor, proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, let the oppressed go free. But then it's this last one that maybe isn't quite as straightforward. Jesus says he is anointed to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Check out Leviticus chapter 25. The Jubilee year was the 50th year where debts are forgiven, land lay fallow to rest, property was returned to owners who had lost it. It was intended to level the playing field. Now, there's debate about whether it actually took place in ancient Israel, but here we find it written into Jewish law, and Jesus affirms it as he begins his ministry. A vision of Jubilee where resources are returned to the poorest among us. The year of the Lord's favor is about sharing what we have with one another.
Time of our Lord's favor, all debts are freed, forgotten. Do you hear the call? Meet every need, share your bread and your table. In this year of Jubilee, there's hope in a more tears rivals forgive. God will bind up the broken hearted. Those with property will share their harvest yield, so that together all will joyfully are freed, forgotten. Do you hear the call? Meet every need, share your bread and your table. In this year of Jubilee, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Christ speaks Isaiah's prophecy to announce the now of God's saving mercy, bring captives liberty and sight to those who don't see, so that together all will joyfully live. Jubilee, a time favor. All debts are freed, forgotten. Do you hear the call? Meet every need, share your bread and your table. In this year of Jubilee. this life of Jubilee.